I was married from the womb, and I'll die in marriage.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good morning and afternoon. Welcome to the Defender 7 Sunday Prayer Service with your host, our chaplain, Robert Weathers. Without further ado, allow me to present to you our chaplain.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. I need to apologize to all those who participate, listen to our prayer services for not being here last week. I went to a church service and wanted to see if I could go there and hold our prayer service too, being on time with it. I couldn't do them both in a timely manner, so I asked Bobby to push up the time for us, and I appreciate his flexibility in doing so. Because I enjoy being fed God's word, but also enjoy very much being here doing God's will with you by holding prayer service. So thank you, Bobby, again. I appreciate it. So with that said, let's begin. All over the news, we see Russia invading the Ukraine. Last week, we were seeing in the news Canada being subverted to a tyrant. In our own country, we see finally talk of John Durham's findings on Hillary's team and proof that we were, or that they were and still are trying to subvert our country. We haven't heard much on Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Go figure. And who was all involved with the sex trafficking? Funny. Not. I was listening from another Watchman's video that Russia is warning Israel not to move on the Golan Heights. Iran setting up in Syria to strike at Israel. Russia and China supporting one another and in turn supporting Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah. We all know what it says in the Bible. This has all come to pass. To fulfill God's word. So we must trust in him and not fear it all. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, you have given us the scripture to warn us of what is to come. But you, also in scripture, tell us we should not fear. Give us strength, comfort, and peace in these things that we know will come to pass, to trust in you and not fear. Father, we come to you humbly and pray for peace, especially for the Ukrainian people. But the enemy has shown himself in these transgressors to bring about the fulfillment of your word. There are so many who need faith in you. Come to all our aid. Fill us with the kind of faith that you filled those from in the past with, to know you have us as you did them in your hand. Give us courage and strength to follow you through it all, to see your return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is in faith that we are comforted. It is in faith that we may endure and overcome. It is faith in you and you alone that we know whoever has received you will be joined with you. Let us never deny our faith that you are sovereign over it all. And if we repent and follow your ways, we will live forever with you. Let no one deny you or your son, through whom we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us praise him in song and worship. The first one will be In God We Trust, sung by Adam and Megan Morgan.
We power need humbleness. We cry to God, you heal our lives, forgive our sins, and cleanse our hands. In God we trust, in God we trust.
Great song, very wise words. Trust in God alone. Our next one will be Trust and Obey. The Vagel Brothers sing the hymn. Let me bring that up.
If you see this plant in your backyard, don't...
Glory, he says, on our way. While we do his good will,
By now, there's a theme to the sermon today, and the songs are close to that theme. Let me get this next song by Babby Mason, Trust His Heart.
Thank you.
I'm going to go off a little script, off the script here a little bit for a minute. I was kind of made aware of something, and I really believe that God was telling me something. When I was going to the church this morning, church service, I've been asked to do a bike blessing, and I started talking to the pastor about it. And we got to talking about the politics, you know, and the way people are leaning and stuff like that. And I said, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm pretty much straightforward and tell the truth and let them know, you know, where they're wrong. He goes, yeah, there are people out there that do that. But he says, as a church, as a Christian, we should approach people with love and caring. Even though we don't disagree with these people, we shouldn't come at them full on to a certain point, I guess. But the thing is, we always need to come with them at them with love. You can persuade somebody more with honey than you can with vinegar. And the thing is, that's what's happening in this world nowadays. There's so many things that are coming up that we don't agree with as conservatives. And, you know, that's one of the problems I've always had, honestly, is my attitude. Not always being Christian, but trying to make the point. Now, I told him, yeah, I do it with love, but sometimes maybe it's just an excuse I'm making, or sounding like I'm making an excuse for my attitude and trying to make it right all the time. And God just put it on my heart and opened up my eyes to that sometimes we just got to, you know, forgive that person. Even though we don't like what they're doing, or even what if we don't agree with them, maybe sometimes we shouldn't just come at them full force, but come at them with love. And that was really strong on my heart, so I just wanted to say that. So let me get back on track here. The daily verse I read yesterday was in Proverbs 29:25, verse 25 in the King James Version. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And this is something that God has been putting on my heart all week, really. What is this saying? Solomon was telling us we should not put our trust in anyone, not even ourselves, because in doing so, we get trapped in sin, get trapped in our feelings that causes us to sin, but in God alone should we trust, because he will never let us down. And knowing that he loves us and only wants his best for us, even when we don't see it, we will make decisions on feelings instead of truth. And it's funny, again, I'm going off track here, because that was part of the service message this morning about feelings without discipline, emotions without discipline. You can have emotions all day long, but it doesn't make it right, okay? It has to go together. You got to have discipline to control that. And there was some scripture that was read. I can't remember exactly what the scripture was, and I haven't looked it up. But, you know, as human beings, God made us in his image, okay? And that was one of the part of the sermon this morning. God made us in his image. He also put those characteristics of him in us. Don't you think God laughs? Don't you think God gets angry? Don't you think God gets sad and hurt sometimes? I think he does, because that's the characteristics that we have as humans too. And we were made in his image. But he also is very disciplined, and he's a righteous God. But let me get back to what I was saying. So alone should we trust in him, because he will never let us down. And knowing that he loves us and only wants what is best for us, even when we don't see it, we will make decisions on feelings instead of truth and righteousness, as it should be. This is the very reason Lucifer fell from grace in heaven. Was he not jealous of God? Did he not become prideful in his thoughts to become as God, or even still greater than God himself? Feelings and pride got him kicked out. The most beautiful of all the angels dwelling in heaven because of his own doing. So isn't this how he, Satan, got man to reject God's authority, reject God himself, and so causing all the sin and misery, falling from the grace God gave him throughout the generations, throughout world's history, down to even now? We ask a lot of whys, don't we? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Instead of just putting our faith in him alone, trusting him to do right by us in our everyday life and on the world stage, and what and when he decides. It is fear that stops us, and pride, from putting our faith, our trust in him. Why was David testified by God himself to be a man after his own heart? Let's look at David as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. And again, as we read in Acts 13, chapter 13, verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Wow. You see, it wasn't because David was moral or good, as we find out later when he commits a great sin against God. Yes, he failed in his human flesh and weakness, but David repented, truly repented for what he did. David loved God with all his being. David knew God. David was truly sorry for what he did. Even with all the bad experiences that David endured, he knew God would not fail him because he kept the commandment of loving and trusting God with his whole being and fulfilling God's will for him and his people. When God called on David, he did what God called on him to do. And what about Job? Satan the accuser came before God and told God Job would deny him if he was left with nothing, that he was only faithful and trusting, praising him only as long as God blessed him. Is that what you do? Or like Job, when all hell broke loose on him and everything bad came upon him, who he didn't lose one child, but all of them, who didn't lose just one thing, but everything. Even his wife and close friends told him to abandon God. Job stayed firm in his belief that God, well, was God. And even though he felt depressed and beaten as anyone would after all he had gone through, he still mustered the strength to praise God and not give up. Abraham did so too. Throughout the word, we see the steadfastness of faith and trust in God to be God. You see, God's promises are real. Righteous. He laid down the foundations of law to show us what is true, what is righteous. And even though we do not keep these commandments because of our sinful nature, even though we will go through tribulations because of our sinful ways, yes, our sinful ways, not God's, he still gives us time as we breathe to come to him to repent and be saved. As we read in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He will give us rest. Folks, this is the good news. With all that's going on in the world, now more than ever, come to him. We need to ask him for forgiveness. There is nothing you have done that if you put away your pride and fear, come to Jesus, repent, and ask him to be in your heart, in your life, that he won't do for you. Most importantly, bring you the salvation and mercy we don't deserve. He loves us to the very end. But that end can come at any time, as we see Scripture being fulfilled, as he tells us in Matthew 24:3-15. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, seeing that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. God gives us warning of these things coming to pass, but he gave us note to stand firm. And I told you the examples that were set for us. Read scripture. Don't be woke. Be awakened. God is love, but he is also a righteous God. And the sin of the world, as in the days of Noah, will make God angry. Is making God angry, and he will pass judgment on us all. But Jesus paid for us all those sins. He made it right with God our Father. And whoever receives and believes and turns away from their sins and lives for God and what he commands, those sins will be blotted out and will live forever. I can't stress it enough, guys. I'm going off script again. I don't know, the Holy Spirit's leading me this way right now. I can't stress it enough, guys. Again, like I said, anger, that emotion can take us over real easy. But it's God and Jesus who gave us the example of loving people, to care for people, even if we don't feel like it sometimes. Sometimes when you've been harmed by somebody, we still, as Jesus says, forgive them. It doesn't mean we have to be around them all the time. It doesn't mean we have to be around them at all, but in our hearts we need to forgive them, for he forgives us. And to live the example that Jesus set before us. So right now I want to ask anyone out there who hasn't given their heart to the Lord to do so now. God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go to hell. Only you choose for yourself to do so. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him freely. Will you do so? If you do, say with me this prayer. Don't wait. Death is only a breath away. Let us pray. Father, I have sinned and I need your forgiveness. I want to know you more. I want to know Jesus more. I want to do your will. You said in your word, if I ask, I will receive. I believe in your word. I believe Jesus is your son, was born, died, and rose again so that I may have salvation. That all I have to do is repent and believe, and my sins are forgiven. Please now, Father, take away my sins. Change me the way you want. Send me your Holy Spirit and build in me a real, honest, true relationship with you and your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Those of you who prayed this and meant it, congratulations and welcome to his family. What I suggest now is finding a study Bible and well-grounded church in the scripture. Become baptized and ask God to help you find one. It's important to be around others. especially a good pastor, to get you started in the right direction and guide you in understanding. It's not always going to be easy. Satan will hate you even more, and God can use you also to help others. So let us praise and worship in song again. This next song is by Joshua Rogers, Still Gone Trust. All right, let me get away from the commercial here. All right.
It's been almost a month since the first case of coronavirus officially hitting the U.S. The government says we're still not past the peak of four of the country is closing down tonight, trying to contain the social distancing, and that's an aggressive measure. Many families over the past year have been thrust into poverty or even...
Breaking news concerning the U.S. economy after the stock market and food banks across the country are being inundated with demonstrations, riots, and violence from coast to coast. Police and protesters and encouraging news in the race for a vaccine. The Wall Street Journal reports...
Today we mark a truly grim, heartbreaking milestone. 500,071 dead.
Historically, a year that the world will never forget.
It's been quite a year. A test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. I don't want to be dependent on you. I'm still going to
I'm
Next song is Jordan St. Cyr, Weary Traveler. Let me get that brought up. There we go.
Traveler. Carry on. You keep on giving. Every day this world just keeps on taking. Your tired heart is on the edge of breaking. Carry on. You won't be with me.
You know, that song reminds me that life is just so short, and this is only temporary. And we're going to be judged by what we do here on earth. And I just pray that these services, these prayer services and stuff, touches people's hearts to the point where they go out and they'll serve one another. They'll teach others. This next song is by Gaither Music, the Gaither Vocal Band, 10,000 Reasons. Let's just praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As the Father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust.
Thank you.
Time draws near, guys. Jesus is going to return. He said so. I pray that you're all ready. But I also pray that you'll go out and bring others to become ready. Let us pray. Oh God, how high are your ways? We cannot even come to understand it all this side of heaven. But give us your strength, courage, peace, and wisdom to know and to do your will, to be as David and be after your own heart, to truly repent of our flesh, our pride, our own way of doing everything ourselves and trusting you, putting our faith in you alone. In Jesus' name, we come humbly to stand firm in your will for us, whatever that will be as you see fit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now God's blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is on my heart, guys, and I'm just going to say it. If there's somebody out there that has done you wrong, maybe you might have a chance to go and correct it. Yeah, sometimes we have to take the initiative as Christians, and I know it's not easy. Believe me, I know it's not easy. But there might be people out there that are hurting and not knowing, and I know there's a lot of people out there, especially right now in this administration, that are being deceived, thinking they're doing right, but they're not. They're not doing it according to God's will. They're doing it according to their own. And that means the father of lies is lying to them. And they're listening to it. So if anything, if you can't go out and initiate forgiveness to that one person or people that maybe have hurt you in days gone by, just pray for them. Pray that God will open their hearts to him. Pray that God will open their eyes to him. And pray that their hearts will come to love him. Let's pray for this administration. Let's not hate them, but let's pray for them because they're lost and they need prayer. And as I pray for them, I also pray for you guys. I pray for that you will be drawn to the Lord and any prayers that you need, and I can't stress this enough, please post them to the Defender 7 messengers board there. I'm going to try and get it. I didn't know we had a YouTube channel, and I didn't realize that that we have a live channel or whatever. But I'm going to talk with Bobby and find out if there's ways that you can write in, call in, and call this number, guys. It's free. And if you guys have any prayers after the conclusion, then please, please go ahead and, let me know. And I'll write them down. I'll pray on them. But I just know that I pray for all of you. Every night I pray for you in a general sense, but there are some that I pray, on an individual basis too. But again, draw closer to the Lord in these times, now more than ever. At the beginning of this year, matter of fact, on New Year's Eve, and I told a few people, there's going to be something major that's going to happen, and I think this is it. I think with Russia invading Ukraine, I think that was a part of it. But there's, again, like I said at the very beginning, on New Year's Day, I said there was something big that was going to happen and that God's glory is going to be shown to everyone. He's going to do something miraculous. And I stand on faith with that. So draw near to the Lord, guys. Draw near to the Lord. So with that, I just want to say go with God, everyone. Have a blessed day and a week to come. And remember, do God's will. Go love someone enough to tell them the good news. Amen? Amen. All right, Bobby, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you for another wonderful service, as usual. And I'd just like to say, to reiterate, God bless everybody. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless America, our children, veterans, military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7.
Amen.